For our reading this evening, let's turn to Psalm 37. Psalm 37. It's a longer psalm, but with the Lord's help, I'd like to read the entire psalm. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than riches of many wicked. For the arms of the Lord shall, the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of the lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judge. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help him and deliver him. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. May God a proverb, but likewise, there are many thoughts that are shared in this psalm. And as we make a beginning, I guess I would just ask that you would lay it on your heart that there would be something that the Lord would speak to you in these verses, these 40 verses that we've read together this evening. and that you would take it with you, and that you would let the Lord speak to you in this and mold and make you, continually mold and make you into the image that he would have you to be. There's a verse here right in the middle, just about, verse number 27, that says, "Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore." That verse there, in a sense, encapsulates the entire psalm, and it speaks of the importance and the great blessings that there are in our lives when we simply just depart from evil, that we don't get caught up in any evil, even when evil is done against us, that we don't get caught up in any evil, and that we would do good. And we all know what doing good means, about how we can just simply be a blessing and a strength and a help to others, and that we then would also then dwell forevermore. This psalm speaks of these thoughts, of just simply doing what God would have us to do, doing good, staying away from evil, and then he will do his part, and we will be allowed to dwell forevermore. He gives us these promises. There is a word here in this psalm that repeats itself over and over, and that word is shall, or shalt. And it's a promise. It's a doing of the Lord, and it's showing of his faithfulness to his creation and his faithfulness to those who will walk in righteousness, who will allow the light of Jesus Christ to shine forth. And so as we read this psalm together, we reread this and pick out a few of the verses and speak on them, note that in so many of these verses, it's saying, shalt, the Lord shall do these things. Another word that's repeated in this psalm often is inheritance. The Lord wants to give unto us of his goodness, of those things that he can provide, those things which are eternal, those things which have great value even in the Lord's sight, and certainly unto us. So there's a promise. There are many promises here in this psalm, and many of the promises are in regard to the inheritance that shall be ours. So King David begins this psalm by saying, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquities, for they shall, again, there's that word, shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." King David had seen many things in his lifetime, from the time he was just a young shepherd boy to the time when his vision dimmed and his body grew cold and he finally died. He had seen and experienced many things in his lifetime. He had seen evildoers. He had seen King Saul. He had seen Absalom, his son, try to take away the kingdom from him. He had seen the neighboring nations and their evil doings. But he comes to this conclusion and he says, fret not. Don't come into a state of fear because of evildoers, the workers of iniquity. They will be there. They will be there. Even as it was in since the time of Cain and Abel, where Cain killed Abel. There was evil in on the earth since that time and even until now. And we think of the horrific things that have happened over history. From a small unit, such as in a family, or in an extended family, or in an organization, such as at a school or at work, to on the grand scale, on the worldwide, there has been much evil that has been done. But yet, King David says, "Fret not. Fret not yourselves because of these workers of iniquity and these evildoers." And he says, "For they soon shall be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." Sometimes we think of soon as very quickly happening, but we wait on the Lord, and he takes care of these things in his time. And again, King David had seen these things. Then He speaks here. The next verb, there's multiple verbs here in these first eight verses that the verses start with. So the first one is fret not. In verse number three, it says trust. This is an action word that we are to trust. Trust in whom else but in the Lord and do good. Again, going back to the verse number 27 that seems to encapsulate this entire psalm, where we depart from evil and do good, and then we shall dwell forevermore. And so we are to trust in the Lord and simply do good. King David did this. When he had the opportunity to slay King Saul, he didn't. He didn't. He trusted in the Lord, and he did good. And so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Again, there's that word, shalt, that it's coming up again and again, that we will dwell in the land, and verily we shall be fed. Fed by the goodness of the Lord, fed and kept by his ways. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Here, there's the next action word, the next verb, verse number four. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. The Lord wants us to see us that we find our joy, find our all, find our delight in him, find our delight in his word, find our delight in walking in his ways, find our delight, our anticipation with joy of things that are the Lord's, and the things that he would have us to do. And when the Lord sees that we delight ourselves in him, that we find our joy in him, that there is nothing else that of the transient things of this world that can give us the delight or joy as the Lord can. And so when he sees that we delight ourselves in him, he will give us the desires of our heart. And we are blessed when we are in that state. We are blessed when we delight ourselves in him, and he gives unto us the desires of our heart. And then the next verse has another action word here, another verb. Commit. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. When we are unsure about proceeding forth with something, we don't go very with great confidence, or we don't go with much surety. But when we commit our ways, when we are committed unto something, we go with great certainty. We go with great with force and with a strong attitude, and one that will not back down or not turn back away. But when we commit our ways unto the Lord, we will be blessed, and he will provide for us in beautiful ways. And we can testify that to of ourselves and of our lives, or those who we are in contact with. And then throughout scriptures, we can see that when one commits their way to the Lord, when they put their hand to the plow and don't look back, that the Lord is with them, and they can walk in surety with the Lord. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. When we truly are committed, fully committed, we are sold out, that we are going to serve the Lord and we are going to serve no others. We are not going to serve ourselves. We are not going to serve pleasure. We are not going to serve for the things of this world, but that we will commit our ways to the Lord. Then the righteousness that is of Christ will shine forth in us. Verse number 7 has another action word, a verb. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. We can rest in the Lord. Be still and know that I am God, having no fear, but that we can trust in the Lord, rest in him, know that with certainty the Lord will be victorious. The Lord will be victorious, and so therefore we can simply rest in him. The workers of iniquity may seem to abound. The evildoers shall do their thing, but we know that in the end they shall be cut off. They shall perish away, but he that doeth the will of the Lord shall inherit the earth. So we rest in him. And we see round about us, even in our time, that there are evil men who are striving to bring evil devices to come to pass in many ways. It seems that the activity is on multiple fronts, and the web is wide, but even in that, we can rest in the Lord. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. When we see the evil abounding, we see evil men doing evil things, and it's deliberate. It's deliberate. Sometimes a natural man wants to retaliate or fight against that. But we're being encouraged, rest in the Lord and cease from anger. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. We see in the New Testament that the wrath of man works not the righteousness of God. That's just a simple fact. And we see that over and over. We see when one is just angry and he's filled with rage, you know that the righteousness of God is not working in him. That is with certainty. We can confirm that. For evildoers shall be cut off. And here he begins to speak of how the evil men of this world shall be cut off. They shall be destroyed. They shall be broken. So it says, for the evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. So again, here's another one of those words that repeats itself over and over, that those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit. That inheritance shall be theirs of the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. The King David is saying, they will be gone. The evildoers will be gone. You can go look for them, and you can go look for them diligently, and they will not be. Because of the Lord and of his righteousness and because of his judgment. And then if we skip down to verses 35 and 36, it goes along here with verse number 10 that we just read, where King David says, I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Okay, so we see this in government, and we see this in other places, that it seems like that the wickedness is just so strong. It's so powerful. And King David is saying, I have seen this the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. There's a tree, it's called a bay tree, and I'm not sure if it's the same exact tree here, but there's a tree that grows in tropical areas. It's called a bay tree. And as the branches grow outward, there are tentacles that come down from those branches and make roots, and then the branches continue to go outward and outward. And it just becomes a big, wide tree. And King David is saying here, this power, this great power of the wicked seems in that nature. It just seems that they just keep spreading, and they keep getting bigger, and they keep getting stronger. But then he continues on here in the next verse, and he says, and yet he passed away. Yet he passed away. And lo, he was not. I sought him, but he could not be found. The Lord will cut off the workers of iniquity. The Bible makes that very clear. And King David here is writing that over and over as well, that the evildoers shall be cut off. They shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. And here, as Brother Robert prayed, is a teaching of Jesus Christ, where Jesus said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. King David is saying, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. When we know who is victorious, when we know who ultimately is very powerful, far, far more powerful than the wicked, when they grow in great power and they seem to just be gathering their strength, we know that the Lord is far more powerful. And in the end, the Lord will be victorious. And so, because of that, as King David says here, we can simply delight ourselves in the abundance of peace. We can know that the Lord reigneth. There is none beside. And we can be still and know that he is God. And so we can have this abundance of peace. Not simply just peace, but abundance of peace. And as Jesus Christ says, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. So when we consider a passage of Scripture like this, one of the thoughts that come to us is the thought of Haman. He built the gallows so that Mordecai could be hung on them. But in the end, because of the Lord's judgment, and because the Lord is good, it was Haman that was hung on his own gallows. And here the King David is saying the same thing. Their sword shall enter into their own heart. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Again, thinking of Scripture and how things have happened, that the Lord Jesus Christ was witnessing the Pharisees cast into the treasury of their abundance. They were showing with pomp that they were casting in much into the treasury. And yet there was this poor widow that cast in two mites, and the Lord really exalted her and said that she cast in more than they did. So that's a fulfillment here of this truth that King David brought here, where a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. It says, the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. King David was giving this portrait and confirming over and over, the wicked will be done away with. They will be done away with. They will consume away, and into smoke will they consume away. Then in verse number 25, King David says, I have been young, and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. There was a brother here in our church from the 1950s until he passed away in 2011, Brother Dan Spangler. Many of you may remember him. He was a brother that just had a great peace about himself and trusting in the Lord. And he often would quote this verse. He would say in his later years, "I have been young and now I'm old." And he was just coming to terms with his mortality. And he was a brother that was esteemed. And he also, as King David, could witness of these things, that we need not to fret, that we can trust in the Lord, that we can delight in him, that we should just simply commit our ways unto the Lord, that we would rest in him. He will provide for us. And so as we think of such individuals, we think of that verse that says that the memory of the just is blessed. He was certainly one who we remember with fondness. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. Again, King David had spoken with many of people, and he had seen those who would speak with wisdom and those who would speak with falsehood. But he says, the mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. So the mouth of the righteous is speaking of those things that are pure, those things which are peaceable, those things which are gentle, those things which are easy to be entreated, being full of mercy, being full of good fruits without partiality and without hypocrisy. This is the way one who is righteous, one who is trusting in the Lord, one who has committed his way to the Lord and will not turn to the left or to the right, he would speak in wisdom of his way. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. This is where God wants us to place his word. is in our heart, that it would guide us, that it would guide us in our thoughts, that it would guide us in our attitude that we have, that it would guide us in our aspirations of what we are striving for. The law of God would be in our heart. That's where the Lord wants his law, his word to be. And then it says, none of his steps shall slide. And there's a verse in the Bible that says, he that walketh uprightly walketh surely. When we walk in a way, as we have begun here with verse 27 in the beginning of the service, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. When we do good, when we walk uprightly, our feet will not stumble. We will walk surely. We will walk in the light. We will walk in the Spirit. We will walk in love. We will walk by faith. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. I think back to the to the sermon we had last Sunday, where Jesus was in the house of one of the chief Pharisees, and they were watching him. They're watching him. Well, okay, it's the Sabbath day. There's a man that has a dropsy. What's Jesus going to do? What's he going to do? What's this man going to do? They're watching him. They're watching him. Not to praise him, not to glorify him, but to condemn him. But the Lord preserves us and watches over us, and he keeps us. Here at the conclusion of the psalm, he says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. When we are walking, when we are departing from evil, when we are doing good, we know that we will dwell forevermore, and we will be upright in our ways. And the righteousness of God will shine forth from us as the noonday. That would be as a perfect man. And we can behold the upright. Again, thinking of our brother who was here for many decades in our church. He walked in uprightness, and the end of that man was peace. The end of any man who walks in the ways of the Lord is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, and the end of the wicked shall be cut off. Again, he's reiterating again. Depart from evil, do good, and you will dwell forevermore. The wicked are going to be cut off. He's saying that over and over. The wicked are going to be cut off. They will be destroyed. You can go look for them, and they will not be, because they will be gone. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. We look to the Lord. He will provide strength. We don't need to fret. We don't need to fear. We don't need to take great measures so that we're not tricked by society or by evildoers. We simply just trust in the Lord and rest in him, and then delight ourselves in the abundance of the peace that he can give unto us. And so he is our salvation, and he is our strength, even in the time of trouble. The Lord shall help him and deliver him. Again, there's that action word, that verb that's repeated, I believe it's 36 times in this chapter. Shall. This is what the Lord shall do. The Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. This is what the Lord shall do. We can commit our ways to the Lord because this is what he will do for us. Why will he do these things for us? Because we trust in him. The Lord will provide. The Lord will be gracious. The Lord shall do great things. We are to depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. Amen.